Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be serving the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Oh, man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Ray Keating back on the show. Ray Keating, Ray is Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, author of a number of books, including Chuck Versus the World and the Stephen, what's the last name, Ray?
Stephen Grant.
Stephen Grant series of novels. I'm sorry, Ray. I don't have him in front of me for some reason. I don't have him in front of me, but and DC by the numbers, Washington by the numbers, and I mean U.S. by the numbers, and Sheboygan by the numbers too. That was a little known book there. Ray, thanks again for joining us. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Hey, so I was listening to a couple of guys one time saying, what's the best way to get a radio audience to completely turn off a show? And they thought for a second. They said, oh, I got it. Talk about the federal budget.
Or bring on an economist?
That was the other part. No, that's what it was. No, it said, have an economist on the show and have them talk about the federal budget. That's an automatic way to get people to reach over and click their dials or click their mouse. Then I said, you know what? I think I can fix that. I'll bring on Ray Keating. He'll talk about the budget, and more people will want to listen. So, Ray, no pressure.
Wow. Well, thanks, Jim. You know what? Strangely enough, though, I think as we've all, I don't know when you had that conversation, but really since the credit meltdown and the government's response to that, in the world of radio and media, the budget is sexy, Jim. So I'll count to that and say that.
We can't wait.
Well, when you look at the numbers, people are still scared, right? I mean, when you look at what happened with the credit meltdown, deep recession, and how the federal government responded, which was basically what? To throw as much money as they possibly could around, and they certainly did that. Spending exploded, federal debt exploded, and people took notice. And you know what else they've taken notice? We're how many years out now, and it's done absolutely no good whatsoever. So if John Maynard Keynes,
the only thing is that some cooler heads that you and I know and respect would say that in the moment, for the first, let's say, 6 months to a year, it kept the world from going into a depression.
You know, that's the Obama line.
That's not before Obama was elected, people were saying this. And or certainly before he did anything, as many dumb things as he's done, before he did any of those, people were saying that. And so that, I guess my point is just in the initial stages, you know, that we can't argue the counterfactual, right? But go ahead, finish your thought.
Well, listen, we can get into that. I don't buy the idea that, you know, the problem with this whole idea is that, first off, you're taking resources, they don't fall from the sky. So you're
right.
Moving resources out of the private sector, and you're putting in the hands of politicians and their appointees, and you're assuming somehow or another that that's going to work well for the economy. It never has. It never will. I would argue that it didn't do anything positive for us during that crisis. In fact,
I think your whole philosophy I completely agree with, except I might have to qualify it in the first 6-8 months. Go ahead.
I think it created more problems. I think it's one of those cases where when you see the President of the United States, George W. Bush, and subsequently Barack Obama run around saying that the sky is falling and throwing money around, then people don't react positively to that.
Is that your message for this segment, that the government throwing money at the economy is not the solution?
Well, we need to hear that over and over again because we're constantly hearing the exact opposite. But what's been interesting is when you look at the numbers, you know, we get past really 2011, and then so everything really went crazy in terms of spending up until then, and then we had a breather, if you will. And really from, you know, 2011 to 2014, we actually saw, strangely enough, a slight decline in federal outlays. Now, of course, compared to where we were before the recession,
What caused that? Was that the sequester that did that, or what?
It was partially that. It was also partially, I think, a change in Congress in terms of Republicans pushing to rein things in.
So as we wrap up the budget discussion, for the three people who are still listening, what's the message?
Here's the thing. Going forward, this year, guess what? Spending's going to go up by almost 7%. And if you look at the Obama budget going out, we're talking significant spending increases if we stay with that budget. Well over inflation. So we're getting back to what we shouldn't be doing on the spending side. And that, to me, is very troublesome. That's another signal.
You're worried about the trend of the way it's going.
Exactly.
And it all rolls up to the federal debt, which is now almost $19 trillion, which is out of control.
You got it. That's future taxes.
Yep. That's not a good thing. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about another scintillating topic. Exports and imports.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.